My name is Marion Wiley. I was Marion Wasey. I lived in Moore, was born in Crossroad. And my mother was born in Mill Road. So we are actually Malden bred and born.
And what about your grandparents, Marion? Were they Malden?
Yes. Grandad lived on Market Hill in one of the big flats there. And my grandma lived in Victoria Road.
Mm.
So I'm told. I didn't know them, you see. They'd gone before I knew about it all.
So for several generations, always been in Malden.
That's right, lovely. Yeah.
You told me that your grandfather was working on a barge.
He was a bargeman, yes. Right. Yeah. He had his own barge, I think, at one time. But I didn't know a lot about that. My mum did, but I didn't. Mm. She used to go for her holidays on the barge. There was just her and her sister. And they had relations in Kent, in Gillingham, in Kent. And Grandad used to take them down 1 week in the summer. And they had a week's holiday. The aunties would meet them off the barge and take them home for a week's holiday, and then Grandad would pick them up next week and bring them home.
So they travelled both ways on the barge?
Yes, they did. Oh, yes. Lovely. Yes.
And do you remember that barge at all?
No, not that one. Mm. I think it was still going when I was a little girl. The Mermaid, it was called. That was the name of the barge.
Mm.
And but I didn't... They changed the name after a time. Somebody else bought it, I suppose.
And so your grandfather owned that barge?
Yes, he did.
And was he trading? Was he using it to carry goods backwards and forwards?
Yes, I think so. That's what I've been told, anyway. Mm. I only know that, as been told.
Mm.
That was his life, backwards and forwards on the barge every day.
Presumably to London and other ports around the...
Kent was a lot of his trips to Kent.
Mm.
I don't know where in Kent, but...
And what about your parents? Tell me a little bit about your parents.
My parents? Well, my mum was a Malden girl. Her surname was Pudney. There was an uncle that lived in Mill Road, had a shop.
Shop in Mill Road?
In Mill Road, yes. I can't remember what the shop... I don't remember it, of course, because there's 10 years. Mum was told not to have any more.
Right.
And she went 10 years and I came along.
Really?
Yes. So you can imagine, it was a long time,
And when you were a little girl, you must have been very young, but do you remember anything about wartime?
Yes, I remember sleeping in the air raid shelter. Wasn't allowed to go upstairs to bed. My sister always had a will of her own and she wouldn't do as she was told. She used to go up to bed. So in the end, Mum got fed up with telling her and just let her do it, let her go, and it frightened her one night and then she did come down.
But so you had a shelter... In the house.
Anderson shelter, yeah. They used to deliver them to you. And
really, did they?
Yes, they did.
They were all supplies?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And you had to... they used to send someone to help you put them up, And
what was it like?
Well, it was just... It was like a cage. I thought it was a cage. You could see through it. You couldn't see through the top. That was covered in, but the sides were all open, and that's where I used to sleep while the, war was on. Mum and Dad in the bed and I was in the shelter until the siren used to go and then Mum would come and get in,
What did your dad do?
Stay outside with the neighbours, the men. They all used to stand outside and watch the doodlebugs and things go over, in the... Yeah.
Were there any near misses near you?
Yeah, Thunbridge Road.
Mm.
I've got to think where it was now. As you pass the opening to come round here, and go up Washington Road, because this is opposite Washington Road, just above there, on the other side, there's three big villas.
Right.
Or there was three. There's more than that now, I think. But those three were bombed, and some of the people were killed.
Do you remember being frightened by wartime?
Not really. Mum and Dad were very good, you know. I can't ever remember being really frightened.
Well, that's a good thing.
And crying or anything, no, you know.
That's a good thing. So, when you were young, Marion, you were living with your parents, was it in Crossroads?
Crossroads, 75 Crossroads, yes.
And what was that like, living there as a child?
Yes.
Did you play out a lot?
Yes, because I had a gentleman, would be now, he lived next door, that was John Quilter, and then the other side was just a lady and her husband on their own. but the next house was another boy that I went to school with, Ivry, Ken Ivry. And, you know, we were all friends and played together and that.
And I guess you could play in the road, couldn't
you? Oh, yes, you could.
No traffic.
You could play in the road till 9 o'clock at night and the car wouldn't have passed, you know.
Yeah,
slightly
different to
very
today.
Different today, isn't it?
So
yes.
I expect you remember as a child quite a lot of freedom and you could go out and about.
Oh, yes, different today.
Go down to the park, perhaps?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go round to the park. Right. No, Mum wouldn't let me, unless I was with her or Dad or someone of the family, you know, which we did. I can't remember going round there on my own at all.
Fair enough.
No.
You mentioned earlier about your grandparents. You don't remember your grandmother.
No, I
but
don't.
But you do remember your
grandfather.
Do
remember my grandfather.
And where did he live?
He lived on the bottom of Cromwell, it'd be the top of Cromwell Lane, the big house, Harris's house,
right.
It was called.
Right.
Miss Sid Harris owned it. And when I got to school, one day this Mr. Harris turned up. And I thought, I know that man. He came into our class, you see. And he was the man that was checking up on the children that weren't at school.
Oh.
I forget what they used to call him. Now, he had a name. I can't remember what it was now, but I thought, oh, I know that man. And it was him that lived at the top of the lane.
And your grandfather had a flat in his house?
In his house, right. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And did you go and visit him?
Oh, yes. I used to go and do his cleaning for
really?
Him. Yes, I used to clean up for him. But the thing I remember most of all was I loved, this is a silly thing, but I loved condensed milk, the thick condensed milk. And Grandad always had this in his little cupboard. And I used to open the door and get a spoonful of that out and eat it when I was in his kitchen. That's just one of the silly things that I remember, you know.
So was this the grandfather who was the bargeman?
Yes. Yes, right. It was.
Did he talk much? Did he talk to you about
He didn't it? Talk to me, but he was always talking to my mum, which was his daughter,
yeah,
you
yeah.
see. He had two daughters. Auntie Rose lived down Cromwell Lane by the house where he was living, and my mum, just the two of them.
And moving on a little bit, when you were married,
yes,
how did you meet your husband, and where did he come from?
He came from Wales, Newport in Wales, and the family came up to a wedding in Malden. And the lady that was getting married was a friend of mine. I didn't know this until it all came together, you know. And that's how I met him. He came up to the wedding and we met. And that was it. He said, I'm coming back up here. He said, I'm coming up to see you. And I said, no, you won't come back up here anymore. And about a week later, I had a message to say there was a man looking for me. And it was him. He'd come up to find me. That's how it all started.
Lovely. Lovely. Yeah. And how many years were you married?
Oh, you've asked me something now. 20... I think it was 27 years, I think. 27, something like... Something round about that, anyway.
And when you were first married, Marion, where did you live?
I lived in Cromwell Lane. There was... Do you remember Banyard's Tap? No, you don't. No. You're not a modern lady, are you? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm not being rude. Right. But Banyard's Taxis...
I know the name Banyard.
You know that, yes. Well, one of the... the mother of the boys, Banyard boys, lived in Cromwell Lane, and she had her own house, but it was too much for her. She had her bed downstairs and everything, and she rented the top of the, like the bathroom, bedroom and sitting room at the top, and I was lucky enough to hear of it, and I got it and lived there. But I used to have to cook down in her kitchen, you see. So.
But that was quite normal in those days.
Yes, it was.
Just to rent rooms.
Yes, yeah.
And share a kitchen.
Yes, that's right.
And it all worked out well with her.
Yes, because she used to. I used to take my Leslie down. She was about, I suppose, she was about coming up for a year. And she'd sit on the floor and play with her toys. Mm. And Mrs. Banyard would. Say she was looking after her for me, you know, and it was lovely.
Excellent. So you were there for a number of years?
I was there for about 2 years, and then we got a council house in Goldtang Road, opposite the farm, Jacob's Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And did your husband presumably found work?
He was a lorry driver.
Right.
Yes. So he used to be away sometimes 2 or 3 nights a week, you know, or perhaps he'd be on a local run and he wouldn't be away at all. But that's how it was those days. Just to get some money, you work.
What do you remember about old Malden, say 50, 60 years ago? What was the high street like?
Well, it had the old cinema. And it had a very old cinema with grills across, and you went up three. I can see the steps even now, three red tiled steps to them. But I never went into that cinema, you know, to see a film or anything. My mum did, of course, but I didn't. It was closed by the time I was that age to come.
So the lower one was the newer cinema.
Yes, yes, that was the Embassy.
You went in there.
Yes, oh yes, we did. Saturday morning pictures we used to go to.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
What else do you remember about the high street when you were young?
There was where the big shop is now... Now, how can I say? It was Wenlock's.
Right.
Are you with me? Yeah, that was there. And that had all sort of ladies' clothes, men's clothes. I can see all the gloves and the stockings hanging up, you know. It was very old-fashioned to what we were used to. But then gradually that went.
And that's where the Emporium is now.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is.
And there was a Woolworths?
Yes, there was a Woolworths. That was where Martin's is now.
Right.
Yes, that and that went quite a bit back, you know.
Did you enjoy going to Woolworths?
Yes, yes, because you could buy things for pennies and sixpences and threepennies, you know. Yes.
And what other big shops were there?
Well, there was Luck & Smith's.
And what was Luck & Smith's?
That was a grocery.
Oh, was
grocery
it?
Shop, yes. Okay. And that was opposite the town, a little bit further up on the other side from the clock. The Moot Hall.
Yeah.
So it was just a little bit further. There's the King's Head is still there, and then it was after that was the Lucknow Smiths.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you did all your shopping presumably in the High Street.
Yes. Oh yes. You didn't have to go out of the High Street. No.
And you remember the gas showroom?
Yes, that was down the other end, wasn't it? Yes.
And
I remember that, but I don't remember it being used.
Right.
It was closed, but it was still there.
Still there.
And people knew it as the gas showrooms.
And of course, there was a bus garage as well. Oh, yes. Lower down.
Yes, well, I went to Hoffman's to work when I first left school. I worked in the office at Hoffman's.
And where was Hoffman's?
Chelmsford.
Right. So you got the bus.
I used to catch the 6:30. Please put the 6 up. 6:30 in the morning,
really?
Bus. Yes. Yes.
What
I used to cycle from Crossroad to Mill Road. There used to be a post office in Mill Road.
Right.
It's not there now, of course, but then there was a little row of cottages and my auntie lived in one of them and I used to cycle to there and push my bike up against her wall and then my uncle would come out and take it and put it in the shed for the day and then I used to run the rest of to the bus garage and catch the bus to Chelmsford, the 6:30.
And what time did you start work then?
7:30.
Did you?
Yes. We did, because we were the works office. I worked in the works office, you see.
Right.
So we started work at 7:30.
Yeah. And what did Hoffman's do?
Ball bearings.
Right.
Yes, ball bearing factory, that was. A very big factory. And before all what I'm talking about, my dad worked at Hoffman's. But I was too young to know anything about it then, you see. And then Dad died early. He was only 49 when he died. And that left me and Mum, because I was the youngest of the four girls Mum had. And I was the youngest. Well, Dad sort of left us early.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that was hard for your Mum then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Very hard. Yeah, it was cancer with Dad. Oh.
Do you remember when your mum was on her own? Do you remember life being quite a struggle?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Did she go out to work?
No, she didn't. No, she couldn't. For some reason, I don't know what the reason was, but she didn't. She or couldn't go out to work. But the ladies didn't go out to work so much then. She had one sister. As I've said, I think, that lived in Cromwell Lane, and she didn't go out to work, because Uncle Ron, that was her husband, and he worked at Hoffman's. And I can always remember what he did. He was naughty. When they used to travel, him and my dad used to travel on, there was two buses went to Chelmsford in the morning, 6:30 buses. One went Danbury way and one went Hatfield Peveril way. And I carried on when I worked there and got the Hatfield Peveril one. Well, Dad and Uncle Ron did. And coming home, you'll guess what I'm going to say. Uncle Ron, because the big old double deckers, they were different to what they are now. And they almost had to stop on the bend of the hill to change gear. Can remember it as if it was yesterday. And Uncle Ron would be at the bottom of the stairs by the time they changed gear. And he would just walk off the bus. Instead of going up to the top and getting off, he would get off. He would step off onto the path.
Yeah.
And they lived in Cromwell Lane, you see. That always is stuck in my mind, always. Yeah.
So it was in Cromwell Lane where you were first married that you had your rooms.
Yes, we had our rooms, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
You were telling me earlier a very sad story about Mr. Tracy.
Yes, he died on the football. Well, he was taken bad on the football field. He was a lovely footballer. He loved his football. And one Saturday afternoon he'd played. Whether he died on the field or they took him to hospital, I know. And that was, you know, he went.
Absolutely tragic.
Yes, it was. Very tragic. Because he'd got a little family, you see.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you had to, if you heard of a house come vacant, you wanted to, you know, a bigger house, because I was only in rooms, you had to go and ask for it, which I did, and I was lucky enough to be the first one. And we did get that house next door to where I was living then.
Mm.
And my son was born there.
Right.
As I'd got my baby daughter, and then I had a son afterwards, and he was born there.
No, very sad when someone so young dies so suddenly.
Yes, it is.
So unexpectedly.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful. It put a gloom over Malden.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it did. Mm. Mm.